This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An autopsy on millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's body has been completed after he was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell on Saturday. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and understaffed.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. No word yet on the cause of a fire that tore through an Erie, Pennsylvania 24-hour-a-day daycare center, killing five children early Sunday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A manhunt is over in Tennessee for an inmate accused of killing a prison administrator and escaping prison on a tractor. The Department of Corrections says Curtis Watson is back in custody after being seen early Sunday morning on surveillance in Henning, about an hour north of Memphis. He'd been serving time on aggravated kidnapping charges while he escaped the West Tennessee State Penitentiary in Henning while on work detail. 2020 presidential candidate Kamala Harris says the upcoming census is going to be heavily impacted by immigration raids.
This administration has directed DHS to conduct these raids as part of what I believe is this administration's campaign of terror.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the California senator said with the recent raids, like the one in Mississippi where 680 workers were arrested by Customs and Border Protection agents, illegal immigrants will be afraid to be counted in the census. She says that'll impact the results, which decides things like electoral lines and where the government puts its resources. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A week after a mass shooting claims nine lives, Dayton Police Chief Rick Beal is speaking out.
Everyone is suffering, from the cops who responded to the firefighters to our elected officials to our community that's not going to get over this. In fact, there's no getting over it. There's finding a way to integrate it enough to be able to move on with something called normal.
Chief Beal says while the community is trying to heal, investigators are busy trying to determine where the shooter first started showing signs that he might be capable of carrying out such a violent act. During a press conference, he talked about how to make sure the public stays safe in the future.
What can we do, not only locally, on state and national level, to take reasonable legislative and executive action to protect our communities? That's crucial.
He says he hopes to have more information that can be released to the public soon. Pope Francis again sounding a warning about the rise of nationalist ideologies around the world. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
In an interview with an Italian newspaper, Pope Francis said it's that kind of thinking that can lead to war. The pontiff saying he's hearing speeches from politicians today that resemble Adolf Hitler's words in 1934. The Pope saying, quote, us first, we, these are frightening thoughts. The Pope saying the sovereignty of nations can be defended without having to embrace isolationism. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm John DeMaster, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, it's a big job. Somebody's got to do it. And it's got to be we the people, ladies and gentlemen. I know sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming, and not to be cynical, but look, it, we've got a country to save here, and it requires all of us to man our oars, get behind the effort here to get this country back on track. And the first thing is we have to deal with the truth. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, is with us. Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bill. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here and your perspective. We're going to cover a bunch of things, particularly, a video that you did for PragerU that I think is hugely significant in line of pursuing the truth and finding out what's going on. But, of course, it seems like every morning, especially after the weekend, President Trump responds in such a way that really... Yeah, I know people come to us, and if you have any support of Donald Trump, then they expect you to, you know, to defend everything that he does. You know, this current tweet that's exploding heads on the left here over Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, this whole suicide situation. I mean, what's the suicide watch there for? I mean, are they just there to watch somebody commit suicide, or are they supposed to help prevent it?
You know, and to this Epstein point, I tweeted about this. Look, I have no idea what happened. I think, frankly, as of now, almost no one knows
exactly
what happened. What real journalists would be doing is trying to dig into the facts, right? Do they have sources in the FBI, at the jail? That's a real, you know, sort of gumshoe reporting would be about, right? Let's find out what the heck happened here, and, you know, let's go over the trail. Instead, it's very fascinating to me, Bill. What did most sort of credentialed media, sort of, you know, Twitter, blue check media do over the weekend? All they did was mock people who have questions about this this incident, and all they did was mock people in particular who dared to suggest that perhaps there's a Clinton angle here. Well, look, I'm not a conspiracy believer generally. I'm just not. I think human nature, almost precludes the success of conspiracies because people just can't keep secrets generally. So I'm almost always skeptical of conspiracies. Having said that, now look, we know that Bill Clinton took dozens of flights with this creep. We know that his plane was at least reported to be, in some ways, almost an international ferry for trafficking, sex trafficking of young girls. We know that Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House. It's perfectly reasonable to ask questions. You know, and again, I'm not saying he's in any way implicated here, but I'm saying it's perfectly natural and reasonable to ask questions about a man who was deeply connected to this creep, who is now dead. And all the president did, he didn't make accusations. He just retweeted the tweet. And what did we see, though, from mainstream media? They went crazy. How dare he spread a conspiracy theory? And by the way, this was coming from the same people who, Bill, for the last 3 years have done nothing but promote a ludicrous conspiracy theory that the president was a Russian agent.
Exactly.
And that conspiracy theory didn't have anywhere near the semblance of truth or suspicion that the Clinton Epstein ties do, for example.
Or you might refer to it as a body of evidence.
Right.
Or lack thereof.
I'm not very willing to take a lecture, to be honest,
right,
from mainstream media journalists who have done nothing but push a ludicrous and baseless conspiracy. I'm not going to take a lecture from them about how dare we even have any questions in this case.
Well, Steve, you know, you bring up an excellent point, and this is what the left is doing. They're trying to control the narrative here, because if they blunt speech, and if you have critical thinking involved, which I think is something that we've lost in this whole process, is that you're not allowed to critically think. So what happens is you end up in the background just asking questions that the media should be asking, whether it has to do with 30,000 emails that evaporated, and then you find out later on that, you know, somehow the FBI had a hand on those, and they were participating in the bleach bidding and the destruction of property that was supposed to be held for evidence. I mean, this thing, every time you pull another thread, the problem is it leads back into the White House. You know, and the White House that I'm talking about is Obama's White House, who
right,
insisted that there was no scandal whatsoever. But it's now what's happening is just like with the Hillary Clinton emails, it's a slow, torturous, you know, drip of information that's coming out that's just mind-bending of what's going on. And this is what the people, the everyday people, are hearing about and going, wait a minute, how come we don't have answers here? And why is
right,
this lie about Donald Trump being perpetrated?
Yeah. And by the way, to your point, I'm glad you mentioned that about, because it's often claimed in such a haughty manner by Obama and his supporters, and Biden makes this point all the time, that they had a scandal-free administration. Okay, well, except for probably the greatest scandal in American political history, which is that they weaponized the national security apparatuses of the United States mm-hmm. to spy on and interfere with an opposition campaign. I mean, except for that tiny scandal, yeah, I guess they were scandal-free, except it's the worst scandal in our history, in my opinion. And I'm not being a conspiracist here. I mean, we now know this, that this happened. Now, we don't know all of it because we still need to learn more. And I hope that Attorney General Barr is digging presently and is going to give us more facts about exactly what happened. But we know the preponderance, the overarching thrust of what happened, which is they used our Department of Justice, our FBI, as weapons against a political opponent in the campaign and then against a president-elect during the transition. And that is about as scandalous as you can get in American history. It's the closest we've ever come to an attempted coup. Thank goodness it didn't work, and thank goodness that it's being outed now.
Right.
But it was reprehensible nonetheless.
But, Stephen, even before that, though, look at what they did, what the IRS did with conservative groups and Tea Party groups. I still maintain that what they did affected the voting cycles, probably at least 6 to 8 voting cycles, by not allowing the Tea Party. And on top of that, here it is. I mean, what is the Tea Party guilty of? I mean, these are everyday citizens, Steve. These are people like you and me and everybody else who are citizens, that are patriots, who care about the country, and they're exercising their civic duty. They just want to participate in government, hold government accountable. And so for that, because they're on the wrong side, and you happen to be going up against a force that is the Democratic Party, they put Lois Lerner on the job and to do everything they can to thwart their efforts. I mean, how un-American is that? I mean, you know, the manipulation that took place. And again, that is brushed under the table. Nobody wants to talk about it. And then the other thing, too, and I know this is really, you know, a hot potato all the time. And I thought it was interesting because I tweeted on this, is Barack Obama's former comm director had made a statement about Barack Obama's birth certificate. And she said, she goes, he presented a legitimate birth certificate. Why are people still arguing over that? And I go, well, only because you brought it up. Let me tell you, that was not a legit birth certificate. It's proven to be fraudulent already. So why do you guys keep bringing this thing up? It's almost like you're holding out a red cape in front of a bunch of bulls here, and then you act like as if there's no culpability. I don't know.
Well, you know, on that point about that you made prior to the birth certificate comment, the point about private citizens and trying to thwart them and shame them, what we saw from the Castro campaign this week, from Julian Castro as a candidate, his Clinton as a congressman, who tried to name and shame people, private citizens who are not in the political arena, for daring to donate to President Trump. His own constituents, by the way, in
exactly.
his own district, business owners name their businesses. That is a really, really shameful attempt for them.
And, of course, where were the Hispanic donors, too, right? You know there had to be some. We've got more from Steve after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
When I put out that I reject the KKK and David Duke, nobody picks it up. You know why they're not? Because they don't want to pick it up.
I disavowed them on Friday. I disavowed them right after that because I thought if there was any question, and you take a look at Twitter, almost immediately after on Twitter and Facebook, they were disavowed again. I disavowed them every time I speak to somebody virtually, and, you know, they just keep it going. They keep it going.
I don't like any group of hate. Hate groups are not for me. But I've said this before. The press hates me to say it. They just don't want to pick it up.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am.
You know, Steve Cortez, even after all that, it's still not good enough. I mean, Steve Cortez is with CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. And this has been a concerted effort by the left to flat out ignore, and then comically, after the president's made it clear that he's disavowed every form, fashion of hate, white supremacy, you know, bigotry and racism, they come back and say, why doesn't he disavow them?
Right. No, you know, Bill, it is just, it's insulting, really, right? Yeah. It's insulting to the president, but more importantly, it's insulting to the American people, because anybody who's paying attention to politics knows this president has denounced racism more than any president, more than any public figure in history, and he's had to because of the continual attacks from the left. Mm-hmm. But you're right, it's like it's never enough. Now, I still encourage him to keep doing it anyway, right?
Yeah. Right.
Because I do think it's important for our country, not because it's not to please the press. I frankly don't care about them. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important for our country that he continue to show that kind of leadership. But look,
well, what he's doing, though, Steve, he is supporting those that voted for him, because, you know, like Hillary Clinton, you know, she assigned the 63 million voters in a basket of deplorables. And Peter Strzok said, you know, they're all a bunch of Walmart stinky people, you know, right. In so many words, you know, but the president, you know, and what he's doing in defending his voters and the people that back him, and, you know, people that are, you know, that think that, hey, look at he's doing a lot of great things for this country. Forget about all the political discourse. Oh, by the way, look what's going on with the economy. And for a racist president, I mean, he's doing a terrible job. All I got to say, because Hispanic, you know, unemployment all time low, black America, you know, he says, you already had 8 years with Barack Obama. Give me a shot. What do you got to lose? Look what he's doing for black America.
Right. And look, you're exactly right. In Hispanic wages, it's not just the unemployment rate. That's huge.
Right.
But it's also better jobs. The Hispanic wage growth right now in America is vastly exceeding white wage growth. First time that's happened in a decade. That's an amazing achievement. So you're exactly right. I say that often on CNN, that if he's a racist, he's the worst one ever.
Exactly.
He sure isn't very good at racism. You know, but
right.
Here's the thing. I mean, here's, I think, the bottom line, Bill, is that the media has determined, now that they've completely lost their whole Russia lunacy, or, you know, well, I guess the lunacy still exists, but now they've lost that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And Mueller, I think, was really the nail in the coffin to that issue in terms of it being relevant for 2020. They immediately then pivoted to racism. It's something they pushed for a long time anyway, but now they're
right.
Totally fixated on it.
Exactly.
Because they lost Russia, and so it's from R to R. Now we go to racism.
Right.
And the media is convinced that this will be the narrative that will defeat Donald Trump in 2020. Now, number one, I think it's backfired on them already, because, you know, when you call 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump, when you call them racist and call them Nazis, you're almost asking for a backlash. You know, when you poke somebody in the eye and tell them they're something they're not, there's a good chance that they're going to revolt against you for doing that. So the Democrats and the media are already doing that. That's one thing. But here's the other issue that I'm worried about. And so as a Trump partisan, I'm almost pleased that they're going down this road, because I think it won't work and it's already backfired on them. But more importantly than being a Trump partisan is I'm an American. And as an American patriot, I hate what they're doing to the country. And
right.
I hate the division that they are purposefully sowing only
exactly.
for near-term political designs. And for them to do this, and for them to create division where there isn't any, and for them to invent racism where it doesn't exist, it's really evil, quite frankly, and it's terrible for our country. We already have a pretty polarized political scene in this country. They're exacerbating it and making it worse only because they think it's going to help them politically, you know, and that's really devious and wrong.
Well, the problem with a lie is you can't sustain it, and you've got to come up with a new lie, and you're just creating, it's the web of lies, you know, that just keep on going, and that's what they're doing. And then when they're found out, I mean, it's like, well, of course, the mainstream media, you know, just kind of shrugs their shoulders, they move on, and then, like you say, then they move to another R-letter operative that's going to help them out. But what is very dangerous, just like what you mentioned earlier about Castro revealing the donors, the associate, and like Castro goes on to justify, says, look, in effect, if you are supporting Donald Trump, you are a racist. Wait a minute. How do you get there? But one of the things I wanted to talk to you particularly was this PragerU video that you did, Steve, that's gone viral. And I think that this is really, brings to bear the truth on a lie that's been perpetrated on the public, that Donald Trump had said something about Charlottesville. And I have questioned this from day one. I said, I didn't get that. I don't know where this is coming from. But you clearly have laid out the facts in such a way that it's inarguable. I mean, you can't come away from that video and not realize that the American people have been worked by the mainstream media.
Right. Listen, no reasonable person who's willing to dig into this, who's willing to read the full transcript, who's going to watch the full video, not some of the carefully edited ones that Mr. Liga showed. No reasonable, honest person can determine that Donald Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people. So the very fine people hoax, the Charlottesville lie, this has been, I have come to learn, and I believe, Bill, that this is really the foundation of their narrative that Trump is a racist.
I agree.
It's a one-word meaning Charlottesville. That's all they have to mention. And unfortunately, it's been largely successful. There are tens of millions of Americans who believe that our president called neo-Nazis, called white supremacists, very fine people, because they pushed the lie so often and so in some ways successfully, but it's a lie. And thankfully, I think the tide is starting to turn the other way. And I give Dennis Prager enormous credit for being all over this issue and for helping me to produce this video, which has now just gone nuts. We're well over 4 million views. I think we're getting near 5 million views, and I can see the left. Irate over the last week with this video, but they
how dare you present the truth, Steve?
Right.
What are you thinking?
Well, and here's the thing, and I say this a lot when I get the chance, and I'll say it now on your air. If you don't like Donald Trump on the merits, fine. And listen, he is a guy who does say at times some pretty incendiary things. I'll be the first to admit that. All right, there are some statements that I don't want to defend.
Right,
but if you're going to oppose him on the merits, oppose him on policies and things he actually said. Do not oppose him because you subscribe to this media lie about something he never said. And not only did he not say it, he said quite the opposite. He said that he could, quote, be condemned totally. That was the actual phrase he used regarding white supremacists, not very fine people. It was condemned totally.
Exactly.
And he couldn't have been clearer. So I implore people, even if you're not a fan of the president, even if you don't support him for reelection, at least know the truth, because it's important. We can't be fooled by mainstream media and by Democratic politicians who mention this lie constantly, particularly Joe Biden, who launched his campaign on this lie. Know the truth. And if you're going to oppose the president, do it on merits and reality.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it heightens the conversation and the political debate if we're doing that. You know, we're talking about policies, and that's what we want to do. Steve, we're going to link this video. It's so important. We're going to link it on our website. But how can the people get it and share it with their friends?
Yeah, please. So it's at PragerU. They have a terrific website. Please go there. And then, of course, on my own Twitter, I'm at Cortez Steve, Cortez with an F. And I've been tweeting it out quite a bit. So, yeah, please, it's only 5 minutes. His videos are entertaining and quick and informative. And please watch it, retweet it, send it out to everybody.
Exactly.
This is how we fight the lie.
Well, and again, as you mentioned, it's been one lie after another. Charlottesville, when the president talked about what Mexico was sending this way, if you read the text of what he said, it's not what they're saying out of El Paso and what Beto O'Rourke and Castro and them are trying to say the president. He didn't say that. And just like when he told the freshman congresswoman, look at it, if you're so smart, go home, figure it out, come back and teach us. But no, they just say, oh, he told her to go home.
Right. No, they'd rather spread a lie, for instance, related to immigrants, right, that he called immigrants animals when he called MS-13 animals. I mean, that to me was one of the more egregious lies that the media spread. But again, I think that there's a lot of them. You're absolutely right, Bill. But I think the foundational lie, the cornerstone lie,
is Charlottesville. No doubt about it.
That's why I think.
Steve, we got to leave it there. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator. I'm Bill Martinez live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An autopsy on millionaire financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's body has been completed after he was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell on Saturday. New York City's medical examiner says she is withholding the findings, though, pending additional information. Richard Behar is a contributing editor of investigations for Forbes magazine.
He was supposed to have been watched at least every 30 minutes by guards who turned out to be terribly overworked and understaffed.
Epstein appears to have hung himself in his cell, but his death is the subject of a number of investigations, including one by the U.S. Justice Department. No word yet on the cause of a fire that tore through an Erie, Pennsylvania 24-hour-a-day daycare center, killing five children early Sunday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Said to white nationalists explicitly, and if he did, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I don't think he did, say, he never said, I don't want your support. Don't vote for me. I don't think he did. I was there every day.
How do you feel about the recent endorsement from David Duke?
I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow, okay?
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. I've been doing it now for 2 weeks. This is, you're probably about the 18th person that's asked me the question.
You know, they keep holding on to it, you know, like a dog on a bone, you know, trying to assign to this president that he is a white supremacist, a bigot, a racist. And, you know, as we were talking with Steve Cortez just a moment ago, you know, this is absolutely disgusting. I mean, you know, the mainstream media is not doing us any favors by this. And, of course, you know, what's happening in the heat. I mean, it's one thing, you know, but even then, in the heat of a political race and what is going on with all the Democrats trying to get to the top to figure out who's going to be their nominee, you know, the hyperbole is out of control and nobody is holding them accountable. You know, and then you get moderators from CNN that say, well, you know, the president, of course, is racist. And that's the way the question starts out. And so then they just go in and, yeah, well, you know, I said he's more of a racist. And no, actually, he's a bigger racist, says the next, you know, candidate. And it just keeps on going on and on. And before you know it, you know, what happens is people begin to think, you know, as Barack Obama said, is that when you are in this echo chamber, in so many words, that you start believing the narrative, you start believing what it is that you hear, and you're numb to the truth. You don't want to hear the truth. And this is what's so important about Steve's viral video that he put out on PragerU, because, and I agree with him, Charlottesville was the absolute foundation for this narrative that the Democrats have got a hold on, and that's what they do. They throw stuff out there to see what sticks, and for some reason the Charlottesville thing sticks. Just like what we were talking about recently about the Michael Brown. It's been five. I mean, it's hard to think. It's been 5 years ago that what happened with Michael Brown, and this narrative that hands up, don't shoot, you know, continues, which was proven to not be the case. You know, and all the facts are ignored because for Black Lives Matter and this movement, this antithetical movement in this country that has just exacerbated the racial tension. For what? You had a young man who was out of control. He'd been out of control for a while. I mean, he was the neighborhood bully. I mean, you saw the way he tossed that that store owner aside like he was some sort of rag doll. This is a big kid. And he was, you know, kept asking for trouble. And he got so bold and arrogant that he, you know, he hits a police officer while he's in his police unit. He goes after his gun and causes a round to be released, which was, you know, according to the evidence, was just right above the thigh of the police officer. And the bullet was lodged in the car itself. And even that there was a slight wound on the right hand of Michael Brown as a result of the bullet going off. Now, no doubt you feel for the parents in a sense, in this much, that is their son. Nobody wants anybody's son to die. But as a parent, you know, you still need to be responsible for your children. And if they're out of control, like his parents didn't know that he was the neighborhood bully. I mean, with all due respect and consideration and compassion, I mean, what happened? You know, but yet, right now, he's the poster child for this, and this is brought up at the Iowa State Fair. Oh, let's not forget, you know, Michael Brown, and of course, Kamala Harris has to throw the race card out because this is working for her. And, you know, she's trying to revive her campaign. She slipped a little bit after coming on and attacking Joe Biden. You know, the last debate, not too good for her, you know, and she was put in her place, so to speak, by Tulsi Gabbard, and she took a hit, and she started to fall from grace a little bit. But, you know, here she is playing the race card, and it looks like she was drawing some crowds at the Iowa State Fair along with Elizabeth Warren. So we're going to have to deal with this. I mean, we're going into, you know, they say that after, you know, Labor Day, that's when, you know, the campaign gets under. It's been going on now for months. And, you know, and the hyperbole is flying around already. The political apparatchiks and the dirty deeds are well underway, you know, with Castro's release of the list of donors for Donald Trump, interestingly enough, as heavily populated by Hispanics there in El Paso. There wasn't any Hispanics on that list. You know, some of the people have questioned. And, of course, the knucklehead, you know, true to form, he releases names even of his own donors, you know, because that's what donors do. You know, they're covering the action. They want to say, hey, well, I'm not sure who's going to win, so I'm going to back up my bet here, and I'm going to, you know, put some money on both sides. Why not? I got enough money. I can, you know, I can make that work. And so chances are the Castro brothers will not be getting any of those money that was shared donors from Trump and Castro and the Castro brothers as well. So I'm sure that's going to dry up for them. But for him to think that it was not going to have any effect on anyone, I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, here there, and it's interesting because the media is really good about checking Trump on any kind of, you know, verbal incitement or any kind of, you know, movement or action that might incite some sort of aggression or agitation. But they've given Castro, well, they kind of tried to hold him accountable initially. But, you know, hey, after all, it's Donald Trump. So if you're attacking Donald Trump, you know, you can almost just about get away with anything you want, so to speak. Whether you want to attack his family, his daughter, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, he's fair game as far as the media is concerned. And this has been going on for 3 years, and it's endless. And I don't know how many other people could put up with this. And, you know, I will say, look, at for Republicans, they've seen this deal happen time and again. They saw what happened to H.W. Bush. They saw what happened to his son. The media ended up defining these two presidents. And then afterwards, you know, then some of the truth now is coming out more and more. And you look back on the narrative and the kind of stuff that they had said and how they defined these two presidents. I mean, it was terrible. But, you know, in both cases, the Bushes, you know, they felt like, OK, we're going to, you know, hold the higher ground. We're not going to, you know, say much and argue with people about their opinions and that sort of thing. Well, what happens if you don't say anything back, then the people start thinking, well, it must be true. And so that's what they did. You know, the voter politics started to believe what it was that the media was saying about the Bushes. And I don't know if you say to their credit, because I just think that that was frustrating for a lot of Republicans and conservatives in saying, why don't you respond to this? I mean, you have to have a response. And even after, you know, George W. left the office, unlike the previous president, you know, again, George W. Bush, like previous presidents, honored, you know, the tradition of past presidents don't get involved. They don't talk. You know, they wait, in which George W. Bush waited until it was time for him. And even then, it was very selectively, and it wasn't a direct attack on President Obama, as I can recall, as opposed to President Obama on a direct attack to Donald Trump. So traditions are out the door. It's no holds barred. This is the WWF of politics that is taking place, and it is not for the faint of heart. But this is why, more than ever, you have to be empowered with the truth. And that's what this radio show is all about, ladies and gentlemen. We bring experts on the show so that it's beyond an 8-second soundbite. And you've heard me say, and I will continue to say, that if your worldview is based on 8-second soundbites, heaven help us. Because these 8-second soundbites, clearly, what it's become, especially from the mainstream media, it's not the truth. They're not interested in the truth. It's propaganda. Clearly, that's what's happening. And that's a shame, because you've got some very talented people. You've got a lot of resources there in the mainstream media that could be so helpful for this government if they're interested in perpetuating a constitutional government. I'm not sure that they are, to be frank, because of their actions and the way they continue to report in a way that, you know, that kind of leaves the truth out in the dust, if you know what I'm saying. Our conversation continues. We'll take a look at what the Sunday TV talk shows were all about. Stay right here.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Just another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. It's been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives. No citizen should ever fear for their safety and security in our society. And no child should ever be afraid to go outside and play or be with their parents and have a good time.
You know, as Steve Cortez presents in his PragerU video, he clearly notes, I mean, the facts. I mean, there were four factions there at Charlottesville, and this is where, you know, the big lie by the mainstream media, again, they're good at editing. And they just give to you that which they want you to focus on. Just like, you know, as we said, when the president had said to Omar, look at, if you got it figured out, you know, go back home. And you could have heard that is either go back to your own home country in Somalia, or go back to, you know, the district that voted you in. It depends on how you wanted to read it. For me, when I heard it, I thought he was saying, you know, go back to your, you know, go back to the state you represent. You got problems there to deal with. Fix those problems, then come back and teach us how. But that's not what the mainstream media presents. They just say, hey, go back home. And, you know, it sounds like, all right, well, just, you know, that old trope that has been around forever and people have said very disrespectively towards people. You know, why don't you just go back to your home country? But that's what, you know, some people have chose to focus on. And then if you have a different look at, I can appreciate why people might think that. I can understand, but I don't understand why you can't appreciate that others have the view of the entire context of what the president had to say. But for the sake of argument, because you hate the president and you just want to be revved up about it, then you make this choice to look at it that he said, you know, for her to go back to her country, and nothing about coming back. And the mainstream media conveniently edits this out, just like they did in Charlottesville. And what happened, they saw that it worked in Charlottesville, and that's what they've been doing for 3 years with this president. And we've been bombarded with one lie after another. Because in Charlottesville, if you remember what the facts were, there were four groups that were there. You had Antifa and you had white supremacists. This was all over the Robert E. Lee statue, right? And the renaming of the park. So you had those volatile groups, Antifa and the white supremacists there fighting, you know, against one another. All right. Then you had everyday citizens who, you know, are voting citizens. They're patriots that believe that the statue should remain, that it's part of history. And then you had others that who are equally patriotic saying, no, we need to get rid of this. Well, the two, you know, American groups, I say, you know, even though these are all Americans, but I mean, the two citizens that were arguing about it and debating it, that's where you get good people on both sides. That was what the president was referring to, not Antifa, not white supremacists. He was clear about that. But no, that's not the narrative the mainstream media wanted to use, and they threw the lie out there, and guess what? There's enough people out there that hate Trump so bad, regardless of all the good that he's doing for the country. They can't even see it. They can't even see that they've got more money in their pocket. Their 401ks are doing fabulous. You know, here we are in terms of international standing. We've got better international standing than we had in the previous 8 years because of this president. You know, people, before he was even elected, people for a long time were saying, look, we needed a businessman in the Oval Office. We need somebody who was not going to be beholden to all the interest groups who could come in and take on, you know, these precious sacred cows. And so here President Trump, you know, walks away from a very successful business and puts about 50% of his brand easily on the line, just lets it vapor, he and his family. And this is the thanks he gets for doing this, is people are sitting there chomping at his heels with all this negativity. And look at, you know, it's been one thing after another. You know, he said early on, he goes, look at the, you know, the Democratic Party wiretapped me in the Trump Towers. And because he said wiretap, that was the wrong word, you know, because wiretapping, you know, that's not true. Is, you know, they call it surveillance, and they use other terminology, because this is what the left does, is they commandeer the language, and what they say the definition of a word is, that's what it is. Forget about colloquialism, forget about the connotation of a word, it's what they say it is. And that's what they've done to this president. But look what happened. Donald Trump was more right than wrong, you know, about the surveillance that was taking place. And time and again, the president has been ahead of it. He's been ahead of the headline. And the mainstream media, because Donald Trump happens to be the one that has control of the headline and lays it out there, they're not about to, you know, support it. They're not about to look into it. Certainly when it has to do with this, you know, attempted coup that took place on the president, and we're finding out more and more that Barack Obama, this is the latest, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard this, his administration knew that the Russians had impacted 40 states. They got into the inner workings of 40 states, and they didn't tell the officials of the states. In fact, they were surprised to find out that this happened. And the excuse from the Obama administration was they didn't have the clearance. They didn't have the clearance for that information. You got to be kidding me. That's convenient. Oh, they didn't have. But it's amazing how quick they were at unmasking everybody to somehow facilitate an agenda and a narrative. And, you know, again, we end up being conspirators because we don't know the whole truth yet. But, you know, you just go, wait a minute, this stinks. This stinks to high heaven. On one hand, they can unmask and make sure that everybody has standing so that they're not going to get in trouble and, you know, looking at classified information. But on the other hand, you can't facilitate, you know, so that election officials can, you know, be able to look at this information and be told that, oh yeah, your systems have been penetrated by the Russians. I'll tell you, I don't know if this country is ready for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. I really don't. Because heads are going to be exploding because for so long, the propaganda mainstream media has led us down a road of unbelief. I mean, this is, you can't even write a novel like this. People wouldn't believe it. But we're living this out. You know, they talk about reality TV as it's assigned to President Trump, but boy, the reality TV, the mainstream media and the Democrats are running here. It's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen, and I understand that some people want to insist that, oh, it's conspiratorial and that sort of thing. Well, that's kind of a cop-out, you know, because we don't have the whole facts, and as you've heard me say time and again, and I'll say it up until the last day of the show, is that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And right now, even more so, we give so much credence and force to opinion. And this is why reporters and institutions are able to get away with anonymous reporting. And really, and to me, it is cheap journalism. It is really not up to the standard of true journalists. True journalists in ages gone by are rolling in their grave to see how the standards have been lowered in journalism and what they're doing. Look, we all have interest. I mean, it's okay. There's nothing wrong for you having a political interest. What makes it wrong is when you have a duty to be objective and to report fairly what is going on, and you fail to do so because the order of the day is that it's okay to be unhinged. It's okay to abandon journalistic principles. And because it is, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And the language is being thrown out there, you know, and especially by people who are running for the highest office in the land. It's so irresponsible, you know, and they talk about, you know, how Trump is, you know, raising the ire. Well, actually, they're ticking off, you know, their own constituents, and they're getting them all revved up. And then what do you think they're going to feel like when they realize that they bought into a lie? That's all been a big lie. I mean, just like they did and the way they rebounded, you know, and reacted against the big lie of Obamacare. And the Democrats were surprised that the people were upset. My goodness, what have they done? I mean, we're still living with the mess of Obamacare to this day. All under one big lie. And that's what we're having to deal with. And then the left and Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they wonder, they go, why are the people so upset? I can't believe this. You know? I got to tell you this joke. This is really, and it's a joke, okay? All right, so don't take it too seriously. This 93-year-old lady I meet yesterday, she tells me this story about a priest who's dying. And they say, Father, what can we do? How can we, you know, what is it you need? He says, well, I want Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to come and see me. And, what? You want Nancy Pelosi and Chuck? Yeah, right. So they ask Nancy Pelosi, they say, hey, look, you know, Father wants to see you guys, and do you mind coming, you know, coming to the rectory? And Nancy Pelosi has to think about it for a minute and says, gosh, you know, I'm not sure this is a good thing, but, you know, hey, for our image, you know, go with the priest. I mean, this would be a good thing. Let's do this. And so they do, and one of the fellow priests asked Father, says, wait a minute, why did you ask Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to come to the rectory before you died? He said, well, I remember that Jesus died between two thieves, and I thought I'd have them there. Okay, you can share it if you want.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid?